Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. One of the big breakthroughs that I think AI is going to make in the very near future is moving beyond just being something like OpenAI's ChatGPT and actually having that intelligence put into robots, right? I think right now, a lot of people are concerned about how ChatGPT is going to replace jobs in the white collar space, right? It's going to replace marketers writing articles and all sorts of other things we've discussed on the podcast. I believe the next phase after this goes to actually robots that are going to start replacing blue collar workers. I'm not saying this is good. I'm not saying this is bad. I'm just saying what I believe is going to happen, right? So inevitably, we're going to have humanoid robots that have that are trained specifically to be an engineer or to be an electrician or to be a plumber, all the jobs we thought, hey, at least AI is not going to replace these. I believe it's going to go there. But the big problem that these humanoid robots are currently facing is, well, being humanoid robots. Walking around is very difficult. While ChatGPT may have created, you know, a brain that's going to get more and more powerful over time, we still don't have the host to put that brain in, the actual robot itself. So today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about how Meta's new AI agent is learning to move by copying toddlers. And this is a biomedical model that learns like humans. And this is essentially designed to help robots and, you know, humanoid robots learn how to walk. So today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about what they're training here, what the implications are, and why this is important. So in a bit of a state-of-the-art simulation, a skeleton arm powered by artificial intelligence expertly handled a toy elephant, rotating it in its grip. And essentially, this was mimicking the exploratory actions of a curious toddler. It used 39 muscles across 29 joints, and this innovative system then proceeded to interact with various objects, a toothpaste tube, a stapler, an alarm clock. Similarly, in another scenario, skeletal legs propelled by 80 muscles through 16 joints engaged in motor actions reminiscent of a toddler's first steps. So all of these feats were achieved by the MyoSuite platform, which is particularly the latest edition of this software, so MyoSuite 2.0. And essentially this unveiling came from a collaboration between Meta AI and prominent researchers at McGill University in Canada, Northeastern University, USA, and the University of Twente, Netherlands. So by focusing on machine learning for biomechanical control, the aim is to emulate human-level dexterity and agility. So I think that the complexity involved in coordinating large and small muscle groups poses significant control challenges here. But I believe that MyoSuite offers a really valuable repository of musculoskeletal models and benchmarks tasked for open research. So Mark Zuckerberg actually highlighted the platform's potential, saying, quote, "This research could also help us develop more realistic avatars for the metaverse." I think this is, I don't know people's opinion on that. In my opinion, it's like, oh my gosh, we're recreating like skeletons and how like muscles move and stuff. And Zuckerberg's like, more realistic like avatars in the metaverse. I'm like, dude, we literally could like recreate humanoid robots with like every muscle and tendon that like actually function and move exactly how we move. Or like someone that has their actual arm amputated or like a leg amputee could get like an actual arm or muscle that functions like 100% like an actual one. Like this is incredible for science and research, and Zuckerberg's all caught up on like the metaverse, whatever. That's dumb. Anyways, Vikash Kumar, who's a prominent researcher on the project, he drew a couple comparisons between the intricate mechanics of the human body and traditional robots. So, while robots typically have a single motor per joint, the human anatomy involves multiple muscles per joint, with these muscles interacting through various joints. So the challenge isn't merely about initiating motion, but really substantiating intricate patterns of muscle activation. This is a feat that the human brain accomplishes effortlessly. And so for Kumar, attempting to replicate these strategies in MyoSuite really exceeds the simplicity of, directing robots. He is very optimistic about it, though. He's essentially drawing from human biomechanics, and he thinks that this could provide pivotal insights. So Kumar believes that evolution chose our complex anatomy for profound reasons, emphasizing, quote, "If an easier solution was possible, it would be foolish for evolution to converge on this complicated form factor." So Kumar has recently transitioned to a full-time role at CMU's Robotics Institute from a dual role as a meta researcher and adjunct professor. But I think really the inception of this innovation is credited to Meta AI's Fundamental AI Research, which is FAIR division. And so when Mayo Suite 1.0 was launched back in May of 2022, Zuckerberg himself hinted at its potential implications for Meta's product line. And I mean, okay, I guess I'll say one other thing on this, right? It was like we're being like, it's going to make avatars in the metaverse more realistic, whatever. Like, if that's what it takes for Zuckerberg to fund this, right? And we see like a lot of incredible breakthroughs in science, and it helps people in a lot of ways, that like whatever. If it took more realistic avatars in the metaverse, and yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, they're funding this amazing research that's going to do some cool stuff, whatever. I guess I'll take it, right? So I think that in 2022, a contest named Mayo Challenge was organized, and it was concluded at the Neural IPS AI conference, and teams essentially grappled with stimulating a hand to rotate dice and manipulate some bowling balls. So, though many displayed remarkable proficiency, Kumar noticed limitations to their generalization capabilities. So, a change in the object's properties posed significant challenges to the AI algorithm, right? Like, if it's going to be a ball or a dice or a banana, it's very difficult for these robots to switch between objects and treat them in, impressive ways. So, recognizing this, the Meta team really kind of aimed to design AI agents that were proficient in generalizing across tasks, which is employing, the Mayo arm and Mayo legs as training grounds. And so Kumar's strategy was to train the algorithm with diverse object representations. And I think doing this really enhanced its task-specific learning rate. So, as detailed in a paper for the International Conference in Machine Learning, this method, similar to a toddler's exploration, proved to be really effective, which is really exciting that they are making some breakthroughs here, and that these new algorithms they're training in AI are actually helping it to learn how to switch between a lot of different objects, and it was quite effective in that. So, a recent publication at the Robotics Science and Systems meeting detailed similar success with Mayo legs. Vitro Kegani, who's a researcher at Meta, remarked on the broader implications, suggesting that the core knowledge is transferable across systems. That's really, really exciting, right? The core knowledge that, like, essentially the algorithm they use to make the hand with all of its muscles and joints be able to pick up different objects transferred across systems, meaning it was able to go into the leg models that they had and teach the legs how to walk across different situations. So this is really, really exciting to know. I think this year's Mayo Challenge 2023 is going to be concluded at Neural IPS, and it has set advanced tasks. So participants have to utilize the Mayo arm for handling household objects and the Mayo legs in a game of tag. So Imo Tordov from the University of Washington commented on Mayo Suite's emphasis on broader kind of representations, noting its potential utility across a lot of different tasks. So he compared their approach to neuroscience's muscle synergies principles, which essentially emphasizes group muscle activations for efficiency. So Tordov really commended Mayo Suite's ability to build these kind of models from scratch, but I do think that the Meta team, as they're moving forward very rapidly, I think they're going to need to refine the AI models a lot further. I think emulating toddlers requires more than just kind of handling and mobility. I think true comprehension might only come when these AI models can actually taste their surroundings, much like a toddler's, instinct to mouth objects or whatever, right? Like right now, these are all computer softwares, and I think they're going to need to bring these into the real world to train them. But I do think that we're going to see some really incredible results as this happens. And this has big implications, not just for avatars in the metaverse, but I think for science, for artificial limbs, and for all sorts of things that are incredibly exciting at the moment.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.